Exclusive: 6,000 migrants in Tijuana waiting to rush U.S.-Mexico border when Joe Biden ends Title 42. By John Binder on April 23, 2022. San Diego, California, President Joe Biden's top Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials are privately admitting that up to 6,000 foreign nationals are in Tijuana, Mexico, waiting to rush the United States-Mexico border when the president ends the Title 42 Public Health Authority on May 23. Sources close to Breitbart News said DHS officials noted that 3,000 to 6,000 foreign nationals are in shelters in Tijuana, the Mexican city just across the southern border from San Diego, California, waiting for Biden's scheduled end to Title 42. "We are preparing for the worst-case scenario," an official said during a private meeting with Republican lawmakers. Weeks ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that the Biden administration would end Title 42 on May 23. The authority has allowed federal immigration officials over the last 2 years to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries after arriving at the border. Another source close to Breitbart News said the number of people coming across is out of control, and suggested that in the Southern California sectors, agents will be overrun with the amount of illegal immigration expected on May 23 and afterward. Without Title 42, Biden officials admit that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of Atlanta, Georgia's resident population, to arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, recently told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border. The Biden administration's plan for ending Title 42, which Breitbart News reported and published, details broad-scale release mechanisms that transform the border into a mere checkpoint for foreign nationals arriving every day. Under the plan, Biden seeks to cut deportations for border crossers and illegal aliens, instead shifting to mechanisms like parole, notices to appear, NTAs, and an alternatives to detention, ATD, program, all of which ensure the mass release of foreign nationals into the U.S. interior. Oftentimes, taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, help the administration bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. From January 2021 to February 2022, Biden released more than 756,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. In March 2022, Biden released more than 80,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, a population larger than his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.